Hey, my name's Jamie Poisson, and I'm the host of Front Burner. It's the CBC's daily news podcast. And every day, we're discussing the big events and fault lines shaping Canada and the world. Politics, economics, social movements, you name it. Sometimes we even talk about really fun stuff, like the enduring relevance of Lord of the Rings. You can hear Front Burner on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
This podcast is an extended version of The Debaters, which may contain more mature themes. To stream the radio-friendly version of this episode, download the CBC Listen app or go to cbc.ca/thedebaters. And thanks for listening to the CBC.
Hey Canada, want to get festive? From the home of Ontario's Stratford Festival, it's The Debaters! The Debaters, where comedians fight with facts and funny, and this audience picks the winner. Now here's a man with a leading role in any laugh fest, Steve Patterson.
Hey! Hello, Canada! Welcome back to The Debaters. We are here in southern Ontario, Stratford, to be more precise, a place surrounded by natural forested beauty. That's not a joke! It's also home to a company named Puck's Plenty that offers classes on foraging in the woods. True story. Depending on where you are in the forest around here, you might find fiddleheads and mushrooms, or fiddlers out of their heads on mushrooms. Either way, you make sure you wash them well before bringing them home, all right? Now, are you ready to meet two debaters who don't need much room to be funny? What do you say? Let's bring it out here. This comic once got a job as a tree planter, but eventually branched out. It's Manitoba's Matt Falk. Matt Falk from Winnipeg, Manitoba. There he is, striding confidently to my left.
Thank you. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Matt. Always a pleasure to have you. And this comic once tripped the light fantastic and broke his ankle. It's Ottawa's John Steinberg. John Steinberg, another one of our favorites. Hi, John.
Hi, Steve.
Always nice to see you, my friend. This topic is one that we all might want to buy into. Multi-level marketing, is it just a pyramid scheme? Now, if you don't know the term multi-level marketing, you probably know the businesses like Amway or Mary Kay Cosmetics, where you buy products and sell them to your friends so that they can sell them to their friends. The government says businesses like these are legal when there is a chance that everyone involved makes money. But pyramid schemes are illegal because they only take people's money, which is weird because that is the exact definition of taxes. But enough about that on this government-funded show. So, whereas there is a thin line between what's legal and what's a pyramid scheme, be it resolved, beware of multi-level marketing, or MLM. Matt, you are arguing for this, please. You have 2 minutes. Starting now, Matt Falk.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, John. Thank you, studio audience. The reason I gathered you all here today is because I'd like to talk to you about an exciting new business opportunity. How would you like to work from home, make more money, and have more time for your kids? I'm, of course, talking about selling infomercial-grade garbage to your friends and family until they absolutely hate you. Now, don't get me wrong. As a Mennonite, I normally enjoy guilt-tripping those I love. But logically, it just makes no sense. If every person recruits 10 more people, then by the 9th level of this bored stay-at-home parent pyramid, all those people would have to recruit 10 billion people, which is more than the population of the Earth. The only place MLM schemes actually work are in small Mennonite towns because they reproduce at a rate that sustains that kind of recruitment. And you know what really sells these products? Peer pressure. Aunt Genevieve sends out a Facebook invitation and she'd be absolutely crushed if you didn't show up. So maybe you'll just pop in and sneak out early. But she's made snacks and went to all this effort, so you have to buy one little thing, and that little thing goes so well with that other little thing, and it doesn't really work without this little thing. And by the end of the night, when you're in a haze of cheap shrimp and puff pastries, and you just want to go home, you're separated from the pack. And then comes the mother of all sales. You're sold on selling. For a small deposit and a nominal monthly commitment, you can be an exclusive representative of Herbalife Nutrition. Now you gotta throw a party and recruit more people who will throw more parties and recruit even more people, all feeding commissions back into the mother host. It's not just a party, it's a virus. And for the love of all that is good in this world, haven't we had enough viruses?
Thank you. Matt Pump with a passionate and concise, I appreciate that, opening argument against MLMs. And a nice shout out to the reproductive rights of Mennonite communities.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Now, for a guy who is always operating on multiple levels, we've chosen the best. It's John Steinberg.
It seems these days that everywhere you go, people are trying to separate you from your money. Whether it's through some kind of scam or just selling you something you don't need. A lot of comics will try to sell you stuff after their shows. Albums, t-shirts, whatever. Yeah, you won't find me in the lobby after the show trying to sell you a John Steinberg t-shirt. No, what I'll be selling is boxes of John Steinberg t-shirts for you to sell. But really what I'm selling is opportunity. And I know what you're thinking. You only know maybe two other people who would be interested in buying a John Steinberg t-shirt. Well, that's a start. Here's what you don't do. Sell shirts to either of those people. What you do is get those people to also sell my t-shirts. Now you're getting a buck from every t-shirt. And that's just the beginning. If those two people each find two other people to sell shirts, and those four people find two other people, well, now you've reached triple falcon, double platinum status. Yeah, that means you can restock boxes of t-shirts by yourself. You don't have to clear it with anybody. That's right. I'm gonna give you the passcode to my parents' garage. And you can go anytime, day or night, but I'd prefer you go at night. Because my parents don't know about this. Thank you.
John Steinberg, with a well thought out opening argument, as usual. Thank you, John. Now it is time for the bare knuckle round. We're debating whether to beware of multi-level marketing schemes. So rather than minding your own business, I suggest you take the lead. Avoid stockpiling your jokes and instead distribute them equally so that the audience will buy directly into them. But here's your chance now to get in on the ground floor.
Matt, you seem a bit agitated. You should try lavender oil. It Yeah, it worked for me, so.
John, I don't want you to take this personally, but I would rather pass a kidney stone than use your mystical oils harvested from the ancient city of Portland, okay? What's next, John? You gotta jump ship to another scam after this one? MLMs and then three-card Monty and then Flair Airlines, huh?
The only difference between Flair and Air Canada is that Flair doesn't pretend to be good.
I mean, Kate, but like you're talking about all this stuff now, but I don't know if it's real. Have you ever been to one of these MLM parties in real life? They're terrible. They just give out all these free snacks and they play these boring games to distract you from the fact that you're being ripped off. It's a lot like a baseball game, actually.
Everybody loves a baseball game. Thank you, one person.
One person likes a baseball game.
Yeah?
That's all right.
But they're somebody. Mm.
You know what else everybody loves? Pyramids. So why don't they love pyramid schemes? Not that what I'm running is a pyramid scheme. It's more of a pyramid legitimate business.
Do you know who else calls themselves a legitimate business, John? Literally every mob family in the history of the world.
Speaking of family, though, does your Aunt Genevieve sell an oil that helps deal with rashes from low-quality t-shirts?
She might actually.
That's the bare knuckle round, everybody.
She might. It's
turned into questions you guys could just ask each other after the show. We are debating MLMs, multi-level marketing, here on The Debaters on CBC Radio 1, and it's time now for the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on multi-level marketing brought to you by the original multi-level marketers, elevator companies. What was the name of the multi-level marketing company that in 1979 was deemed not a pyramid scheme by the Federal Trade Commission? Matt.
The Federal Trade Commission.
Good answer. 3 points for that one. John Steinberg.
Swingers International?
No. Amway. It was Amway in 1979. At multi-level marketing cosmetic company Mary Kay, what do top salespeople receive as a gift from the company? John.
Enough blush to choke a horse.
Don't want to know how you know how much that is. Matt?
A date with Mary or Kay.
It's a good try. Give that 2 points. A pink Cadillac. Oh. Pink Cadillac, baby.
Come on!
What does the government of Canada advise you to do if you think a multi-level marketing business is actually a pyramid scheme? John.
Cut them some slack. Give it a shot.
Not cut them some slack. Matt Falk?
They advise you to join early.
Right. That's where the real opportunity is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They suggest that you report it to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center or the Competition Bureau. And they will get right on it. That's the firing line, everybody. It's just about that magical time again when our theater audience picks a winner. But first, here to tell us why his well-earned money is on multi-level marketing, let's hear again from the ultimate comedy salesman, John Steinberg.
I'm confused why I need to defend this. I'm giving you a chance to be your own boss. This is your own business. I do have a bunch of rules about how you're allowed to run your business, which I guess kind of makes me the boss. So maybe you're not your own boss, but there's a whole community of people supporting you. So it's more like a family. Not a real family, more like a cult. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Now, at this point, a lot of you are probably considering taking out a second mortgage and jumping into this with both feet. And that's great. You're exactly the kind of person we're looking for at John Steinberg's multi-level t-shirt cult incorporated. That and somebody who's good at coming up with names for things. We need one of them as well. Thank you.
John Steinberg. He's got a real opportunity for the astute listeners out there. Thanks, John. Now, here to tell us why, when it comes to debating the pros and cons of multi-level marketing, he's a pro about it being a con. It's Matt Falk.
Thank you. Thank you. Why are we even bringing pyramids into this? Even the pharaohs would be like, this is pretty exploitative of the working class. Might I add, there is no such thing as a Tupperware party. The words are a complete contradiction. It's like saying woke boomer. Probably should have looked at the audience before I said that one. The problem with these MLMs is that their products are garbage. It's a coffee that keeps you regular. That's coffee! And how essential are these oils, really? And what is so wrong with you that you need this many oregano drops just to get through the day? These essential oil people have an answer for everything. I have headaches, spearmint. I have muscle pain, ginger. Oh yeah? I have insomnia, delusions of grandeur, and overt narcissism. Have you ever thought about selling? Thank you.
Matt Falk says, down with the MLMs, multi-level marketing. John Steinberg is all for it. Let's see what the audience here in Stratford thinks. It's up to them to pick a winner. By applause, who thought that Matt's anti-MLM speech worked on multiple levels? Matt Falk! A lot of support for Matt. Okay, and who wants to sign up for John's multi-level marketing mayhem? John Steinberg. It happens. Sometimes the results are inconclusive. We have a tie. Well done, debaters. Big hand for John Steinberg and Matt Falk, everybody.
You're listening to The Debaters on CBC Radio 1. If you want to listen to our program live or on demand anytime, make sure you download the CBC Listen app. And now, back to Steve Patterson.
Hello, I'm Jess Milton. For 15 years, I produced The Vinyl Cafe with the late, great Stuart MacLean. Every week, more than 2 million people tuned in to hear funny, fictional, feel-good stories about Dave and his family. We're excited to welcome you back to the warm and welcoming world of The Vinyl Cafe with our new podcast, Backstage at The Vinyl Cafe. Each week, we'll share 2 hilarious stories by Stuart, and for the first time ever, I'll tell you what it was like behind the scenes. Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Stratford, are you ready to meet your next pair of debaters? Listen to that, Canada! Let's do it! This comic wonders if race car drivers feed their newborns baby Formula One. It's Lara Ray! Lara Ray! Making her way across the stage to my left.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Lara. And this comedian would explain why he prefers mittens to gloves, but he can't quite put his finger in it. It's Graham Chittenden. Graham Chittenden.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Graham. Welcome back. Your topic is inspired by Stratford and many parts of Southern Ontario. Does every small city or town need to be beautiful? Stratford is a beautiful city, and to the west, there's Goderich, known as Canada's prettiest town. Looking east, there's Niagara-on-the-Lake, known as Canada's loveliest town. More intriguing, though, is a town in England called ugly. U-G-L-E-Y. Apparently, it's a cute little town. But you tell that to their latest beauty pageant winner, Miss Ugly 2022. Time now for a debate that will be the talk of this town, though. So, whereas a charming city center delights residents and attracts visitors, be it resolved, every small city or town should be beautiful. Lara, you are arguing for this, please. You have 2 minutes, starting now. Lara Ray.
Thank you. In the words of the immortal bard, beauty is dead within the hour. Which is also what I say every time I put makeup on a humid day. But I am a trans woman, not a small town. Small towns must be beautiful. Put some flowers in front to show their civilization, said Jay Anderson, Stratford's first archivist. First flowers, then swans. For what is more beautiful than a swan? Unless you're cornered by one. I'd rather be stuck in a room with 10 Proud Boys than J.K. Rowling. Swans were gifted to Stratford in 1918 by someone clearly fed up with dealing with them. Then the railway came, and businesses too, and the Stratford economy took a turn. In the mid-1950s, the town leaders met. What can we do to bring people here now they've invented the 401, they asked. It's the 1950s, said one teenager. How about a rock and roll festival or a sock hop? Great, everyone said. But just as the citizens of Stratford were leaving the meeting happy for the first time since the swans came, Tom Patterson, no relation, said in a fake English accent, what about the Shakespeare festival? Fans love Shakespeare. Well, everyone said, hooray, bravo, in capital. And now the whole town was made into a beautiful town by having a 16th century theme day that lasted decades. Every store with the word old in their name was forced to put the letter E at the end of old. Stratford took the name of the town and the name of the Avon River and ran with them. When the Avon is calling. Powder your nose, don the grease paint, shake your spear, and be beautiful. Thank you.
Lara Ray. Lara Ray with a great opening argument. Thank you, Lara.
Thank you.
Now, here to tell us why he prefers to sightsee at a sight that's a sight for sore eyes, it's the lovely sight himself, Graham Chittenden.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what makes a small town small? A lack of people. That's it. And beauty can change that, so don't get pretty. Because you get pretty, and then you get popular, and then you get ruined by drugs. That's why Wasaga Beach is Canada's Lindsay Lohan. Or you get ruined by fame, the kind that comes from, say, oh, I don't know, a theater festival, you know? And because of that, you all know, in classical theatrical style, you can visit the ghost of Stratford's once charming town. You know where you live. Let me tell people to come to Stratford then, this charming little town. If you're coming from the east, you take the highway past the Stratford Subaru dealership, keep going past the Canadian Tire, the Walmart, one of Stratford's three Tim Hortons, and then somewhere in there, there's like a cute block or two. But if it's after dark, don't stop, you'll get hurt. Small towns are for farmers and people who have made mistakes but want to start over. Not all these tourists, not these uninteresting people who feel the need to live stream themselves next to an actual live stream. Small towns should have a specific plan for tourists. Less vlogging, more flogging. Because I saw what happened to poor Paris, Ontario. Newspapers called it Ontario's best kept secret. But here's the thing about Paris. It's like those parties in high school. They're not a secret. You're just not invited. Now people are moving there in droves, and the folks who moved there from Mississauga in 2021 are hated by the people who moved there from Mississauga in 1992. So stay humble, stay small, stay a bit ugly. Thank you very much.
Ray, I'm sitting there. And there are fighting words. All right, debaters, it is time now for the bare knuckle round. We're debating if every small town or city should be beautiful. So in this historic and monumental debate, expose your opponent's crumbling facade. There's no statue of limitations here in this extramural activity, so don't be too selfie-ish. But it's okay to be pedestrian, because then you could walk away with this thing right now.
I just might let you talk. You seem to be doing rather well digging a hole for yourself.
Why would I dig a hole for myself when I'm already in one? You know, I just, see how mean I can be?
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right, wow. Defend your town! Listen. Defend it! Kick these jerks out. You could be a town without these people. They're the worst. It's like, I started reading reviews for small towns. Like, this person on Georgian Bay went to this restaurant, said, beautiful displays for Sunday brunch, but the restaurant feels heavy with emotional debris.
You, base and foul, package of instant noodles. These are my modern Shakespeare insults. I have a whole list of them. You cardiganed ditch monkey. I like that.
Well, I feel like we're both kind of dressed pretty similar.
That's enough. That's the bare knuckle round. It is time now for the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on small cities or towns being beautiful, brought to you by Canada's smallest town, Tilt Cove, Newfoundland. Population 4. The residents can't even all be on the same side of town at once, or it will tilt. Yeah. What local Stratford establishment that the CBC called beautiful and intimate had its long-awaited opening in May 2022. Graham.
Krabby Joe's Bar and Grill.
It's not Krabby Joe's. No. Sorry. Good guess, though. Laura?
It's the long-awaited Tom Patterson Theater. Yeah.
Correct. According to the International City Management Association, the top three ways to beautify your city are to clean up, to paint, and to do what? Laura?
Move before the rent is due.
Graham?
Declare open season on the geese.
A little bit of support. A little bit of support here. Yeah. The top three ways to beautify your city are to clean up, to paint, and to plant. And then my producers thought it was necessary to write, in brackets, gardens and trees. That's the firing line, everybody. It is almost time for the audience to vote here at the beautiful Avon Theater in Stratford, Ontario. But first, here to tell us why he's attracted to unattractive towns, it's Graham Chittenden.
I want to help you. But it happens too often, okay? People start calling you a pretty town, a best-kept secret. You get seduced by rich developers. You pop out some big-box stores. And before you know it, you don't even recognize yourself. You look at old pictures of how cute you used to be. But it's too late. You're twice the size you once were. You know, if you're pretty, do it secretly to avoid unnecessary attention. Why do you think I'm on the radio right now? Yeah. Do you want to know a town I visit when I want to have a good time? Doesn't matter. I won't tell you. Thank you very much.
Graham Chittenden. Graham Chittenden, saying that not all towns have to be beautiful, and finally someone giving a shout out for us beautiful people on the radio. Thanks, Graham. Now, to give us another landmark speech about beautiful towns, it's Winnipeg's Laura Ray.
Stratford made their town beautiful by embracing the arts. Now it is the cultural hub of Perth County. I didn't want to laugh, I couldn't help it. Soon, other Ontario towns followed Stratford's leitmotif. One town thought, what if we built a town based on William Blake's satanic mills, Dickens' factory workhouses, and Sauron's lair in Lord of the Rings? And that town was Hamilton. They say it's a city, but whatever. This debate is dedicated to Mother, who instilled on me a love of Shakespeare and a neurotic fear of swans. In the words of the immortal bird, the swan. Thank you.
Laura Ray. Laura Ray on behalf of beautiful towns like Stratford. All right. It's time to vote, Stratford. Who could picture Laura's pro-patter about picturesque towns the most? Laura Ray. Hey. A lot of support for Laura. And who agreed that Graham's anti-beautiful town bluster left no cobblestone unturned? Graham Chittenden. Pretty close. But this one's going to Graham Chittenden. Graham Chittenden. Not every town has to be beautiful. Big hand for Graham Chittenden and the one and only Laura Ray, everybody. Well, that's all for this week. I'm Steve Patterson saying every town is beautiful in its own way. Yes, even you, Wasaga Beach. I'll argue with you soon. Again, Canada, good night.
The Debaters is created by Richard Side. This week's episode was produced by Josh Bailey, Graham Clark, Chloe Edbrook, and Nicole Callender. With Gary Jones, Diana Francis, Katie Ellen Humphreys, and David Pride. With technical production by James Perella and Chris Sampson. Tracy Rideout is the executive producer of CBC Radio Comedy. And thanks to everyone at the Stratford Festival and the Avon Theatre.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.